I'm your host and life coach, Janet Collieri. Thank you for being here on this lovely day, Tuesday, May 20th. I'm excited about the show, as usual. I have a very extra special guest today, Sharon Jeffers, and I'll bring her in a few minutes. And sight for sound to me means that when I see things as they truly are, I get to make sound choices in life. So when I listen to my inner voice, I have an opportunity to make a healthy choice. So coaching is a results-based and forward-moving process. It's objective, non-judgmental, a lot of fun, and it's a way for you to learn more about yourself so that you stop getting in your way of creating what you say is most important in your life. And maybe it's a time in your life where you'd like to be more productive, maybe more compassionate with yourself and others. Perhaps you'd like to be more effective in your communication, have healthier relationships. Whatever change or desire that you would like to make and create, that's a good time to work with a coach. And I believe that we all have a unique gift, that we're all made of a very special, unique gift. And that gift is a contribution to the world. And the way to contribute that gift most effectively is to know yourself well. And my purpose in life is igniting human potential. And one of the things that folks create for themselves or learn about themselves is their life purpose. And when we're on purpose and we know our purpose, life is that much grander and that much more joyful. And isn't that a good thing? I think so. I think there's a lot of goodness in the world. I know there's a lot of events happening right now that look pretty ugly. And just reminding you folks that there is a lot of goodness in the world. And I invite you today, as usual, to listen, but call in to the show, especially today with my special guest, Sharon. So I'll give you the numbers right now. The toll-free number is 877-876-5227. And for Canadians and U.S. citizens, 888-815-9756. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. So we really encourage you to call in and ask us questions or share your thoughts on anything, really. Anything about personal development, knowing yourself better, any type of change that you'd like to make in your life. Sharon Jeffers, she has been very influential in my life, both personally and professionally. She is an amazing friend and a mentor. Very, very fun lady. I enjoy her presence and her laugh very much. And I'm really delighted to have her on my show. She is the author of an award-winning book called Cards of Destiny. And this book teaches you about the secrets and mysteries that are hidden in your birthday, the influences that govern your relationships, and what your own gifts and challenges are in life. And if you want to learn more about Sharon, you can go to www.starofthemagi.com, M-A-G-I.com. Sharon has this great free service. It's called the Card of the Day. And I wanted to share with you today's card, which is a Queen of Clubs. So her deck of cards is basically the 52 cards, the deck of cards that we all know. And each card represents a day, and each person has a birthday. And the day that you were born has a specific card, and Sharon will be sharing her knowledge on what the cards mean. So today is Queen of Clubs, and the reading for today is on this day of love and harmony. It's time to nurture yourself and others in ways that have perhaps been set aside for other things. So it sounds like it's a good day to nurture yourself or somebody else and take some time out, maybe go get a massage, buy your friend an ice cream, go for a walk. Do what feels good today. Do what feels right. It's also a day to think in new and innovative ways. And Sharon says, treat yourself or someone you love. So, without further ado, I introduce Miss Sharon Jeffers. Hello, Sharon.
Oh, hi, Janet. Thanks
for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me here today.
Well, you have been so influential in my life, Sharon, as a friend and as a mystic. And I've had a couple of readings with you, and the readings certainly have been right on in terms of the path that I'm on right now in my life, and a great guidance in making choices and learning more about myself, which is really aligned with the work that I do. And so these cards are a mathematical-based system, and they represent the yearly calendar, and I would enjoy you sharing what the cards represent in terms of a mathematical-based system and how they are used as a yearly calendar.
Well, what most people don't know is that the card deck was originally used as a calendar. We've pretty much known them just for playing games and fortune-telling. You know, we've used them to get rich if we can, or maybe lose a lot of money, depending on how the dice roll or the cards turn on the table. But, you know, their original use was for timekeeping. And it seems as well for the observance of, you know, humankind's behaviors or interaction and movement through time. When you relate the calendar to the card deck, there are 52 weeks in the year and there are 52 cards in the deck. There are 12 months in the year and there are 12 court cards, the jacks, queens, and kings. And there are four suits and four seasons. There are 13, I don't know where that number came from. there are 13 cards in each suit, and there are 13 weeks in each season. There are also 13 lunar cycles in a year. We have 7 days a week in a week, and there are seven planetary periods of 52 days in the year and in the card system. And when you add all the cards together, 1 plus 2 plus 3 through the entire deck, the total is 364, and when we add the Joker, we have 365, the number of days in the week.
So, very interesting.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't lay cards out like in fortune telling. It's not that I haven't done that or don't do that once in a while. I do, because I've always played with cards one way or another, from poker to fortune telling. But, I actually read, as you know, charts that are laid out and set that reveal the influences that are working with us in time. And I'm always blown away. I first came upon the system in 1990, and I actually started spontaneously reading playing cards when I was 21, which was quite some time ago. And when I came across this system in 1990, it was like uniting with an old friend, you know. And I still, to this day, 18 years later, am blown away constantly by how people show up in your cards on the day, or situations, conception, birth, death, illness, you know, inheritance, whatever it may be. It's just always mind-blowing to me.
And weren't you told by a fortune teller one day that you would work with the cards and that it would be very important?
Yes, when I was 15, actually. I had a reading with a fortune teller who used a regular deck of playing cards. And she did say that very thing to me.
Did you believe her, or did you think, what the heck are you talking about?
When I think back, because I remember the moment when she said that, I remember the way she looked at me, because she looked at me for a long time and didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like she was tapping in. Never had this conversation before. She was tapping into my, I felt like she was tapping into my soul's journey on the earth, which is revealed
mm-hmm.
in the cards. And she knew that. Now, it's quite possible that she knew the system. I mean, she wasn't reading the charts or anything, but when I think about that, she definitely had, she was very gifted. She was probably in her 80s. Maybe
mm-hmm.
70s. You know, when you're 15, people look way older.
Except
you, you're invincible. But, you know, I remember the experience when she said that to me, that it touched a place inside of me that I knew to be who I really was. And at that point in time, wasn't seen or, you know, communicated with by any other human beings that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a moment that was captured, and I always remembered it. And most particularly since I started working with the system, and I see how relevant it is to each one of us to understand that we actually have a path of self-mastery, we have a destiny, we have gifts that we bring to share with the rest of the deck or the rest of the world, and that we are all connected in that way. And when you really see the system, you actually can, you know, see the matrix of time, which gives you a greater perspective on your life and everybody else's.
So 15 was pretty pretty young age to learn about your purpose. And in terms of the cards, are they influential tool for people to find out what their purpose is?
Absolutely. We have a life path, we have a soul path, we have a spirit path, and we have a path that we move through this life with. And it's all revealed to us in the cards. And it's profound,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's exact. And, you know, people often ask me, well, if I'm born on the same day as somebody else, does that mean that I have the same life path as they do? And it does. And I tell people the example that came to me one day, which I love, is like if you and I, Janet, were hiking through, you know, Runyon Canyon,
mm-hmm.
we're on the same path, we're walking side by side, you know, we're sharing our experience of time together, but we're each perceiving that walk or that hike totally different.
Yes, we are.
We're seeing different things. The colors are unique to us. The scents that are in the air, you know, our feel of our feet on the ground, you know, contacting with the earth. We're aware of different things at different times. It's totally unique experience for each one of us as individuals, and yet we're sharing a path. We're walking together. So whether people are walking together or apart, and that's another aspect of the cards that's so amazing, is you know, the way you can look at relationships and where that person is in your path or not and what the relationship actually is. You know, I just uploaded my new book cover. I'm so excited.
Woo-hoo! Yay!
So it'll go out on the card of the day. If the listeners want to sign up for the card of the day, go to my website, starofthemagi.com. And it's free. And it's going to go out tonight. I'm so excited. But it's just about love and destiny. And, you know, because I really believe that each and every person that comes into our life, you know, there's a purpose. And there's something for us to give. There's something for us to receive. And there's usually always something for us to learn.
Yeah. True.
And
so, go ahead.
No, it's okay.
I was going to speak to in terms of being on the same path, and that my perception along that hike is different from yours. And, you know, in terms of the coaching process, it's all about people, you know, encouraging people to own their perception and to realize that not everybody else has the same perception or the same experience. And I wonder, do these cards assist people in that, in terms of looking at their perception and knowing that it's their perception and not everybody else's, which in turn would create healthier relationships, I would think, and also better communication.
Absolutely, and I just have to say, you are asking the best questions. thank you. It's a great question,
just
like the ones preceding it. Yes, and that's why I wrote my book, Cards of Destiny, is because so oftentimes either we don't understand one another or we don't understand ourselves. And when we don't have understanding, judgment is usually the result of that. I'm not good enough. I can't do this. Look at that person. You know, we compare ourselves with other people. All sorts of brutal activities that can go on in our life, you know? And it's like so unfair.
Yeah.
To who we really are, ourselves, and to who each other is, you know? And it's one of the reasons I wrote my book, because, you know, I delineate each one of the birthday cards, and I'm actually writing another book right now. That since I finished the second one, I'm working on the third one now, which really goes into each birthday instead of just the birthday cards. But I really wrote the book so people could understand, oh, that's why they do that. Or, oh, I don't have to be like, no wonder I have a hard time making up my mind. You know what I mean? There's so many. That was a big deal for me.
Sure.
It's like, because, you know, I'm a king of diamonds. So I show up, I appear to be, you know, people see the king. They don't know what it is, but they feel that presence. But underneath it all, my spirit card's the Three of Clubs, which is the card of mental creativity. But if that energy isn't being channeled, it's a card of indecision and confusion.
Uh-huh.
And so when we get stressed, those spirit cards that we have that rule our inner psyche, and I tell you in my book what your spirit card is, those cards bring our challenges and our gifts. So my challenge could be, if I reach a point of stress, indecisiveness or uncertainty. My opportunity is to embrace that and channel it into creativity, which then it becomes brilliant. But I used to have, why can't I make up my mind? Why am I afraid if I decide this that I'll miss out on that? I would drive myself nuts. Fortunately, it didn't happen all that often. But when it did, it was like, oh, my goodness. So once I understood my spirit card and what was going on in my inner psyche and where that energy really had the opportunity to blossom and bloom and produce, you know, orchards, it was like, yes, okay. I stop myself and go, All right, just back up here.
Uh-huh.
So it's really wonderful to understand. And now, you know, I'm in that process all the time, pretty much.
Yes, I think you are. And it's a wonderful process, and it's a great guide. And I want to tap into this system being a guide and not something for someone to just be irresponsible and let the cards do it for them. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying, and that's, to me, it defines our path to self-mastery. The kings teach us that we can be masterful. The queens teach us to serve humanity. You know, so those royal cards of each suit are there to teach us what our path is to reach our own self-mastery, which I personally believe is our opportunity in this life.
And if it does not have a king in any of their cards, it doesn't mean that they won't master.
No, because everybody has a king of their suit, and we actually are taught by the entire deck. The hearts teach us of love and compassion, and the clubs teach us to understand through the gathering of knowledge and information. And the diamonds teach us integrity through values, higher values. And the spades teach us wisdom through discipline. So, and every suit and every card has, you know, get down on your face and grovel in the gutter. And every suit has, you know, put your wings on and fly. And that's the beauty of it, because we all embody everything. And
mm-hmm.
it's like unfolding leaf by leaf and, you know, card by card. There's a beautiful story from World War II.
Yes, I have it here, and I have it marked in your book.
Ah.
The one about the young soldier who was removed from a church service.
Would you like to read that?
I would love to read it, and then I want to go back to the stage. So the song Deck of Cards, written many decades ago and since performed by numerous artists, is actually a true story from World War I about a young soldier who was removed from a church service for playing with a deck of cards during the sermon. When brought before his superior officer, who demanded an explanation, the soldier told him that his deck of cards was his prayer book. He said that he didn't have enough money for a Bible, and that when he looked at the cards, the ace reminded him there is only one God. The deuce brought to mind the Father and the Son. The tray symbolized the Holy Trinity, and the four represented the four apostles, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He went on through the entire deck, relating the cards to the Bible, and then he connected the deck to the calendar, as you spoken earlier, Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
His superior officer was so impressed, he actually rewarded the soldier with a dinner and money.
Money so he could buy a real Bible.
I love that, yeah. I love that story.
You know, on iTunes, you can get this, it's been recorded by a lot of different artists. And Tex Ritter, that his is my favorite because he actually knew that soldier.
Wow.
I mean, for all I know, it was him. But he said, I know this story's true. At the end, he says, I know this story's true because I knew this soldier personally.
Oh.
Yeah. And, you know, in Europe, they sell that story on little parchment, you know, on parchment paper.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So the song is called Deck of Cards, and one of the men who sang it is called Tex Ritter?
Tex Ritter.
Okay.
He's a country singer.
Country singer. He sounds like a country singer,
he
Tex
is.
Ritter. Hey, folks, call in. We encourage you to call in, ask questions, share your thoughts, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. You have an amazing opportunity right now. with Sharon Jeffers and I on the phone for any type of explanation of your cards. So call in. Sharon, I want to go back to when you were describing the four suits, the spades, the clubs, the hearts, and the diamonds.
Uh-huh.
And this morning when I was preparing for the show, I went back to the spades because my birth card is a two of spades, and then my spirit card is the six of spades, and then I have another six of spades. So I have a lot of spades, and the spades, as you noted earlier, are primarily about wisdom. And then it went to say in your book, winter and within. So I was writing down wisdom, winter, within. And I thought, oh, my God, that's why I feel like a bear who wants to hibernate in the winter, because that's all I want to do is go within. I've always been that way. And it also noted that the spades are a reflection for the other three suits. For me, it's a reflection as a mirror, and then I started thinking about the work that I do as a coach, because a coach is a mirror. It's a, you know, an objective, non-judgmental mirror for my clients. So I had written that down thinking it was interesting, and it just notes that the work I'm doing is, you know, is that much more aligned with having these spades as my, you know, my birth and my spirit card.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also, Janet, your card, the two of spades, it's commonly known as a friendship card. It's a card, twos are about communication and sharing, and spades are wisdom. So to me, that card really represents you know, in its full state of realization, is the sharing of wisdom.
Oh.
It's all about sharing wisdom. And your wisdom as a spade, well, it's true for any of us, but your wisdom's always going to come from your experiences.
Yeah. And I want to note on that, because I've had plenty of experiences, you know, ones that I judged poorly and ones that I judged wonderful, and that's just was my own judgment. So I've had plenty of experiences. God bless my family and friends for putting them through some
God bless you for having them.
Yeah, and bless me for having them. And I want to note that you know, that our destiny cards and our, you know, birth cards and all that, and it's not, for me, it's not about, oh, okay, I got to really know my cards well and what they're about so I don't make any mistakes, because for me, I don't really see it as mistakes. I mean, if I repeat the same thing over and over again, then I'll define it as a mistake, but these cards are really a guide, and for me, not about, okay, I got to control everything I do and make sure I make all best choices all the time. And so I just wonder what your thoughts are on that.
Well, I mean, I feel the same way, that they're a guide for me. I don't use them in a way where I'm dependent on them.
Mm-hmm.
I do find that they're very helpful. I do use them always when I'm planning something. Always. I use them to understand people. I see people show up in my life. They're my card of the day. We have personal cards of the day. I think for me, it's really about understanding who I am in the cards. My responsibility, what is my responsibility as a King of Diamonds? What am I here, and what does my soul card show me? That, because that's the card that represents the gift that I've brought into this life, and it gives me direction as to how to move with the wisdom that I've gained. You know?
Yeah.
to me, it, so many times, you know, when people don't have self-understanding, I mean, we mentioned this before, how judgment can come in. And, you know, a person will try really hard to be how somebody else wants them to be, perhaps in a relationship or in a family setting. And it's not really who they are. But they're trying really hard. Or people don't understand who their children are. Why are you like this? I'm telling you, every five of Diamond's child in the universe has ADD.
Wow.
We are not meant to sit in a chair. Just forget about it. You know? And it's like they're here and they're always born to these heavy-duty academic parents, you know, or parents that are really successful and are strict, and they're like little butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
Fly over here, let's go over there, let's do this, let's do that, you know, because they're here to gather experiences and find the truth and discover what makes things tick. So it's little things like that, where the little Jack of Diamonds is going to set up, you know, or a lot of the little diamonds, actually. Mm-hmm. Diamonds represent money. We're out there with the lemonade stands working the business. I want your nickels and dimes. You know, it's really amazing to watch. You know, all the little mm-hmm. hearts, they're going to want to take care of the people. You know, or save the world or something. The spades can be like that, too. So it's like, it's really fascinating because it's like, it really is to me about gaining greater self-understanding, understanding the energy you embody, because each one of us, I don't care if, I have a friend who's a two of diamonds and he always says to me, I'm just a lowly two, you know,
yeah.
And I always tell him, stop saying that, you know. There's no such thing as a lowly two. You carry, you know, communication. You're the one that's teaching us all how to communicate what's really important, what's valuable, you know. And each one of us is triggering different energies in each other. It's like when we get near each other, we ignite these different things. That's what my new book is about, is what are those relationships? Because relationships are entities unto themselves.
They are, and there will always be some sort of trigger.
All sorts of things, right? It's amazing. And you know, the relationship itself is an entity. It has its own card. It has its own life path. And then when we enter that, we're not only in relationship with this other person, we're in relationship with the relationship itself. We need to know what that means.
So there's a card that represents the relationship. So like when a two of spades gets together with whatever, you know, a king of hearts, then those come together and there's a third card that represents the relationship.
Yes.
Yeah.
When a two of hearts, two of spades gets together with a king of hearts, you have a two of hearts relationship. You're going to feel like, you know, the gods just came down and blessed you with, you know, the love of your life.
I'll keep that in mind.
Okay, so
calling out king of hearts. So tell me about CEOs, founders of big companies. Do they work with you? Do you work with them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I work with people with big companies and little companies. Not just CEOs, but many different size companies. People have me do their personal cards of the day for a month to 3 months at a time so they can plan their decisions and whatever, you
mm-hmm.
know, their meetings and all those things that are so important. And also for communication within the business, amongst the management, amongst, you know, the employees.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I have clients that if they're hiring someone new, they will call me to find out, you know, who is this person, how will they fit in, what do their cards look like right now, how do they
work
with the company. Yeah. So in that respect, it's extremely valuable information.
Very valuable. You've said to me a couple of times that the billion-dollar deals are made based on the gut.
Yeah.
So what if a CEO of a company was using the cards of the day as a guide, and on a certain day it was a certain card that said it was a great day to, you know, sign on the dotted line, but yet the CEO's gut didn't feel good. Has that ever happened?
I'm sure it has happened. I haven't heard about it. It's
okay.
Quite possible. And I always tell people they should follow their intuition first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
Only do what feels good.
Always do what feels good.
Yep, in the belly. The belly knows everything.
Yeah.
We love the belly.
Well,
the belly loves us, which is
easy. Yeah, it does. I think your readings have been very helpful for me personally in terms of listening and following my intuition, my gut.
Oh, see, that makes me very happy.
Yeah, it just brought a greater awareness to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it always works out. I mean, every time I listen and I honor and follow my gut, it always works out. Every single time. It works out in my favor, I'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
So the big question of the day is, I know I've asked you this before, but I'd love to share it with the audience, is, what is your own personal definition of mystic? Because you are a mystic oracle. You've been a mystic your whole life. And I'm not infatuated with the idea, but I'm very curious about it. And
what do you mean you're not infatuated with
it? Maybe I am. I just confessed out loud. But the definition of a mystic is very interesting to me. And
what is the definition of a mystic?
Your definition of a mystic is what I'm interested in.
Oh, my definition.
Having the audience here, yeah.
Wow. Well, my experience throughout my time here in this body has always been one of seeing that which is not commonly seen.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing that which is not always heard by others, and feeling for sure a lot of what's missed. You know, mysticism to me, you know, or the mystical realms are those that aren't so obvious to the eye.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, when I was a little girl, little tiny girl, I could hear people's thoughts.
Wow.
And I thought everybody could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I would answer them.
Wow. Out loud, you would?
See, yes.
And what would they say?
People would freak out. And I really didn't understand. Because I would see the future. And I remember when I was maybe 6 or 7 saying to my mom, I think I'm one of those seer people because I always see everything before it happens. You know, and she'd
mm-hmm.
just say, oh, you're crazy. Thank you for sharing. which made me, you know, not trust my intuition, which was my number one guidance system in my being.
Sure.
So, you know, when I, you know, my radio show, which is on Thursdays at 2 o'clock on BBS.
Yay, BBS.
Yay, we love BBS. We love you,
we
Dawn.
Do.
I call it the Mystic Oracle. I'm not really referring to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm referring to the cards. Because the card system is an oracle. And it is a mystic oracle. So I'm really not referring to me as the mystic oracle. Other people do that for me.
Uh-huh. Sure.
And you know, I've always, well, I never liked to be labeled. I always felt like, you know, it's arrogant if you blah, 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 blah. But now I don't mind. I mean, I'm okay with owning the gifts I've been given.
Yeah.
Comfortable with that. And you know, I have lived with my awareness being very mystical my entire life. But when my radio show is named The Mystic Oracle, actually because of the oracle, not me, just so you know that.
Okay.
That was a long answer to a short question.
It's okay. I am clear on that. Do you think that everybody has the innate skill of being a mystic?
Absolutely. And I think that, as we move through time now, that everyone's going to be awakening to those abilities in themselves. I think it comes standard with the package.
Sure.
I really do. And I think as we move more into the Aquarian age, that, I mean, I think it's already happening for people a lot.
I do too.
And, you know, we dull our senses just for the sake of surviving. You know, turn on the TV, have the drink, whatever, just because life is so demanding the way we live it now. And the more we, and that's probably not true for the people listening to this show.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not as much, maybe not at all. But I think, you know, the more that we sort of, you know, drop out and tune in, as we used to say in the 60s.
Yeah. Drop out, tune in.
The more we're able to, you know, hear and feel and see and be more receptive to our intuition. We all have intuition.
Yeah. And sometimes some of these cards, you know, in terms of your card of the day, some of them will have a message for dropping out and tuning in.
I'm so glad you're saying that, because you know what? In ancient times, people understood that time had intention. That, you know, there's the paradox that time is an illusion, it doesn't really exist, and yet we use it pretty regularly. We live our lives by it, right?
Yes.
And so, but time, it was known in ancient civilizations that time has intention, that every day has an intention. And this oracle reveals that to us. And not only does it reveal that, it reveals what the intention is. And so in ancient times, many cultures named a baby the same name as what the day was called. And
wow.
With the understanding that that baby was embodying that energy for the whole tribe, for the whole culture. And we are too. It's just that, you know, my God, we're so out of touch with nature in general and
yeah.
the cycles of nature. And, you know, we've just agreed that today is Tuesday. Everybody's
yeah.
in agreement with today is Tuesday, May 20th. Thank you very much. Nobody questions that. Why is
no.
today Tuesday? This question is not asked. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Yeah. So,
today it is Tuesday.
And so that's why I do the card of the day. And I have that whole, you know, perpetual calendar in the back of my book. And then I also, you know, add to that when I write the card of the day. It's always going to be different every year. They are not automated. People, if you get my card of the day, you need to know that I'm doing that every night.
Yeah.
My friends always go, my God, are you insane? I mean, I said, no, I'm just talking to people. This is
right.
my work, you know.
So the Queen of Clubs on a different day, you know, somewhere in June
influence.
Or something is going to be different.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm.
It is going to be different.
I want to read a little piece from your book, which I find very interesting. The French, who have always had a very strong connection to the 52-card deck, were responsible for introducing the cards to the Western world. Realizing the divinatory power the cards held, the French government at one point banned the use of cards for the common people and then created a military deck that was used to strategize and gain a greater perspective on their enemies. And shortly after the recent U.S. invasion of Iraq, the Pentagon issued a deck of 52 playing cards to U.S. military forces featuring photographs of the most wanted Iraqi operatives, including Saddam Hussein, who graced the Ace of Spades. I get the chills. That is freaky.
You never saw that deck of cards?
No.
Yeah. They gave them, it just blew my mind when they did that. They gave them, all the soldiers the cards so they could recognize these people.
Okay, like a most wanted list.
Right, but they were cards, and it was
right.
really interesting.
And so what is so pertinent about Saddam being an Ace of Spades?
Well, the Ace of Spades is the card of the magician or the magi. He's the keeper
oh.
of secrets. Now that's...
Oh.
yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because in that country were the oldest artifacts of humanity. Which are military destroyed. And this happened right when the war broke out. I don't know how many people know about this. I saw an interview with an archaeologist, a professor, I think from Chicago University, somewhere. But anyway, he and many other professors of archaeology and archaeologists had gone to the Pentagon and gave them maps showing them where this museum was, that it held the oldest artifacts of civilization on the planet, and they must not bomb that building. They bombed the hell out of that building.
Oh, boy.
And what was, you know, left was looted by the Iraqis.
Wow.
So, you know, Saddam Hussein, he was a Six of Clubs. And the Six of Clubs is the messenger. And they can be the most wonderful people in the world, and they can be total tyrants.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, there's always a high side and a low side to everything.
Yeah.
And so I was fascinated that they chose... I saw them choosing the Ace of Spades as the most powerful card in the deck. You know, in poker, the aces are high. In the cards, the kings are on top.
Mm-hmm.
But in poker, the aces are the highest cards. And the spades is the most powerful deck. It's the final deck in the lineup. It goes hearts, clubs, diamonds, spades. And it's they're all empowered completely. And that's the order of the cards in our learning from, you know, if you look at we start out in the family, that's the heart suit, and then we go to school, that's the club suit, then we go out in the world to manifest, that's the diamond suit, and then we prepare for our union with, you know, the other side in the spade suit with our spirituality. They represent spirituality. So, yeah, that, did I write that? In, that's in my book?
On page 12.
Wow, I haven't read my book in a long time. that's cool that you brought that up. I forgot I put that in there.
Yeah, it's great. It's great, great information. Very, very interesting. Your book is so beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Just to look at it, it's got this the combination of pictures and colors. It's got this nurturing energy to it. It's like a big hug. That's
aww.
How I describe it.
Oh my god, that's so sweet.
It's a big hug.
They did a beautiful job, 10 Speed Press. My second book's going to be just like that too. It's being published by Hampton Roads, but those images on there are actual cards from the 18th century. I collected those playing cards.
Oh my God.
My new book has cards from the 16th century, a friend's
and
deck that's just awesome.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And this book you have now, The Cards of, of Destiny, it in 2007 won the COVR Award, which is Coalition of Visionary Resources Award. So congratulations.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And so your next book is about relationships?
Yes, it's called Love and Destiny, Discover the Secret Language of Relationships.
Ooh.
I know. And there isn't a book out there like it. This approach with the cards is not published.
So it's going to be one of a kind.
It is right now.
Well, maybe it'll come out on a Queen of Clubs day like today because it's an innovative. It says to today to think in new and innovative ways. Although you must have an idea of what day it'll come out.
I'll tell you my other book. Now it's interesting that you're bringing this up. I had self-published a little version of that and coil-bound it, and a literary agent was at somebody's house on Kauai and saw the book and just stopped in the middle of brunch and called me and said, I want to get you published. He called
wow.
me on a Queen of Hearts day. The book went to print on a Queen of Hearts day. And I always felt like, you know, and something else happened with the Queen of Hearts relative to that book. So this is a different book, and, you know, I have no idea. I know I chose to sign the contract with the publisher on a certain day.
Right.
And I'm always pretty careful about that with signing things.
Sure.
You know, traveling, different things like that. Just because I've had experiences like, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
That took you 24 hours to get to the East Coast on a 9 o'clock day. What, did you look at the calendar before you called the airline? Or went online?
Really? Well, we have just a minute left, and whatever you would like to share with the audience, if you want to talk more about your new book coming out or anything you want to say?
Well, I want to say thank you, first of all, to you for having me on your show and for all of your support and love. Janet is wonderful, and if you're in the market for a life coach, I highly recommend her. All of her clients are very happy and blessed and get the results they want with her. And she's absolutely a delight. I mean, the love that comes out of this woman is amazing. So I want to say that first.
Thank you.
I want to invite people to go to my website, which is starofthemagi.com, StaroftheMagi.com, and also itsallinthecards.com. And I just signed up for Facebook today. It only took me however many years that's been there and people prodding me. And, you know, sign up for my card of the day. If you want to be on my email list, sign up for that because things happen and I let people know that way. And I have a radio show on Thursday at 2 o'clock.
EBS Radio.
EBS Radio, 2 o'clock,
right
Mystic
here.
Oracle. And I do live readings for people on there. You can call in. So thank you, Janet, for having me today. It's really fun and a great conversation. Very great
interviewer
you are.
Thank you.
Impressed.
Thank you. I had fun, too, and so glad you had the time and willingness to be here, and thank you so much for this lovely book and all that you do in the world. And thank you, audience, for listening, and Don and Seth at EBS Radio, and until next time, create yourself an awesome day. Bye.
Bye.